I love how peaceful it is. When the burners are not going, it's there's just silence. So you're just floating over the countryside, you know, nothing's bothering you. Yeah, you get beautiful views. Especially this area up here, it's stunning.
Ben Phillips used to be a tax lawyer. Now he chooses to spend his days flying hot air balloons. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. I'm at Lake Killalarain near Mildura in northwest Victoria, where Ben is being put through a week-long intensive training course.
I've been around hot air balloons for about 15 years, working with them, so I know a lot about what they do, but it was about 3 years ago I decided to learn that if I've been working with them, I should know how to do it. And then you appreciate what the pilots have to do. So I started learning 3 years ago and then decided to really seriously commit. It's a good chance to get as many hours as you can, do some exams. It's a lot of reading, a lot of books and materials. So to do with navigation, how to use compasses, directions, angles, rates of climb, that sort of thing. Learning about different weather patterns, that's really important. I mean, that's one of the most important things.
Now, you used to be a tax lawyer. I'd imagine this is very different to to law.
Yeah, it was. I definitely got some odd looks in the office when I said I was quitting my job as a lawyer to go and work with hot air balloons. That was something that people had never heard of. But, you know, I think it was a good choice.
There's currently a shortage of hot air balloon pilots in Australia. During peak periods, pilots need to be brought in from overseas to meet the demand for commercial flights. That makes training camps like this one in Victoria's Mallee region important to the local ballooning industry.
Yeah, g'day, my name's Dean. First come up here in 2001 where I learned to fly. And so now here I am another 17 years later teaching someone to fly, which is a bit different.
And just behind you, you've got another crew there doing something with the burners. What's happening over there?
Yeah, so the student's doing a test burn, okay, before flight to make sure that everything's working functionally and also for them to get familiar with the equipment. Yeah, so Ben's about to do a burner check. We've got good fuel pressure. He's also just going to work out. We've got three tanks on board, which tanks he's going to connect up to. Just test each burner and make sure they're fine before we start the inflation process.
Now, you said that you first started to learn to fly balloons nearly 20 years ago here in Mildura. What caught your imagination back then?
When I was living in Mildura, every July there was a balloon festival. Me being the inquisitive type person, I wanted to get over the other side of the fence and see what all the action was. Somehow got myself through the security with my cameras and went over to take some photos and met some pilots and followed them on the ground and went from there.
It's an icy morning. It's pretty cold. You can certainly feel the cold going from your feet right up to your nose. In terms of flying, is this the perfect conditions?
It is. The colder it is, the better. The balloon reacts a lot easier, a lot better with it. So when you get to the summer months and the warmer temperatures in the low 20s early in the morning, it's balloons hate it. You can't get them off the ground. It's lovely, calm conditions when it's cold, especially on this lovely, brisk morning.
Ben Phillips isn't the only trainee hot air balloon pilot taking to the skies today. I'm floating along now with Simon Baer and his student, Ryan.
We're airborne over Werrimal. I'm a hot air balloonist with my student pilot, Ryan. He's done about 8 or 10 hours, and I'm about a 400-hour pilot, and we've got a pearler of a morning.
How high would we be at the moment?
I think we are at 1,000 feet. This is giving us good speed and direction for where we need to be. Flying a balloon is a unique form of aviation. We don't have a steering wheel. We don't have a fan that we can push left or right. So all we can do, all we're able to do, is work with the available winds. Don't like the lamps to separate from the mums, so we just stay a bit higher.
So what's happening now, Simon?
Oh, at the moment, I've been instructing Ryan to get some altitude because we're flying over lambs and sheep. We don't want the lambs to separate from their mums. So we use a different burner system, which has a much softer, quieter burn, so it doesn't startle the stock. And that way, the farmer loves us and the little lambs can curl up with their mum tonight and everyone's safe and happy.
Back on the ground at Lake Killalarain, 16-year-old Ella Tregale is helping pack things away for the day. She comes from a family of balloonists. Both her mum and dad are qualified pilots, and Ella wants to be one too, one day. It's a big call for this Year 11 student, especially since she's afraid of heights.
It's a bit like riding on the clouds. So I am really, really scared of heights. And a lot of people tell me, oh, I couldn't go up in a balloon. It's really, I wouldn't be able to cope with the height. But for me, it's so surreal that you don't actually realise you're that high. You kind of don't have that realisation. Yeah, so it's really awesome.